So we're going to look at the Sfasemes, Shnas Tafresh Lamed Beis. So on these sheets, it's the right-hand side. And we'll first look at a Zohar HaKadosh that the Sfasemes talks about. The Zohar is on the Pasuk in Treyaser, the Navi Malachi.
Thank you.
Pasuk is actually part of Haftarah next week in Toldos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bein Yechabed Av, a son honors his father. Ve'eved Adonav, and a servant honors his master. V'im av ani, Hashem says, if I'm your father in heaven, aye chvoidi. So where's the covenant that you should be showing me? V'im adonim ani, and if I'm your lord, your master, aye meirai, then where is your sense of awe and fear of me? It's the Navi Malach. Says the Zohar, and that's on the top of the page, it's just a small little keta from the Zohar HaKadosh, quoting from the pasuk, "Ve'eved adaynov ben yichabed of ve'eved adaynov," and Eved honors his master. Da Eliezer, that's the classic example of an Eved honoring and doing right by his master. Da Eliezer la Avraham kad shadale lecharon va'avod kol ruuseh da Avraham. Avraham sends him to take care and find the right shidduch for Yitzchak. And Eliezer Eved Avram does everything that's asked of him and does it with tremendous devotion and with tremendous care and attention to every bit of what Avraham needs and why and how to get it done. And he succeeds. He brings back no less than Rivka. But the manner in which he does it, what he says about Avraham Avinu, how he represents Avraham Avinu in the process, the oikirle, what kind of great esteem he has, and he announces and he surrounds Avraham and Avram's reputation and what the mechutin, for lack of a better term, that's what it was, right? Besuel was the mechutin. What is that mechutin going to think about? How will he feel about doing this shidduch with this Avraham, his cousin? Oikirle, k'modichsiv, v'Hashem beirach es adoini. He talks about how, look at all this wealth, it's not mine. I have no access to such wealth. It's not at all that I am representing, I am, now look, what could he have said? Ben meshek beisoy, I am the butler, I am the secretary. He was literally someone who was doyle umashke. He was one who learnt and taught the Torah of Avraham Avinu. He was a man of stature, Eliezer. He comes with the humblest self-description possible. I'm an Eved. I'm Avraham's Eved. Doing my master's bidding. That's it. Hashem has blessed my Adon. And that blessing is here represented by the gifts I would proffer if I could bring back the correct shidduch for my Adon's son, for Yitzchak. Uksiv, and this is the first thing that he says, the first thing out of Eliezer's mouth, Eved Avraham Anoichi. The first thing he says, before we talk about why I'm here, how I'm here, how I've begun to perhaps bring engagement and do a kedushin on your daughter Rivka, but before anything, Eved Avraham Anoichi. I am Avraham's servant. Begin la'oikile la'avraham. All this in order to show what honor Avraham deserves. What tremendous esteem you should hold your future mechutin in. You should know what is Avraham. And he says it not just so that you should know. He says it because that's really what Eliezer feels. That's how he feels about Avraham Avinu. and then it's expressed that way when he needs to and should express it accordingly to these, you know, to Psuel and Lavan. Let's take a look at the Zohar as quoted by the Saz Emes and what he does with it. So it's the paragraph that begins B'Zohar HaKadosh Mishabeach Roish Divrei Eliezer, that he is explaining that the Zohar is expressing how the first thing out of Eliezer's mouth, Eved Avraham Anoichi, ground rules, first thing, most important, foundation, I am just an Eved of Avraham, Eved Avraham Anoichi. And that's because Shehoyah Zichia Etzloi, this was of greatest merit. It was the greatest zchus, Masha Zocha L'Sham Shoy. Eliezer is simply reflecting the fact that to him, Eliezer, correctly, the greatest thing that could ever have happened to him, the greatest thing that he had in life, was that he was Avraham's Eved. V'amru Zal, Chachamenu tell us in the Medrash, famously, Mitoich Shesheres Oysoi Tzadik Be'emuna, because he so faithfully served the Tzadik Avraham Avinu, Yotza Michlal Arur LeBaruch, he extricated himself, he literally changed his whole dimension as a human being, for being one who was Arur, he was descended from Canaan. Arur Canaan. And when the idea of a shidduch with his own daughter comes up, Avraham Avinu says, "Bni Baruch v'ata Arur." I'm sorry, you know, it just can't be. You're not of that right stock. Somehow, Eliezer becomes Baruch, because that's the first thing out of Lavan's mouth. Boy, Baruch Hashem. Torah records it. That's huge. You're talking about a person who was nothing but an Eved, a lowly Eved of Canaan, who's Makulo, cursed. And the Torah says, no longer. Because he is Taka, the Eved of Avram, with such faithfulness as to fulfill what it is his destiny to fulfill, he actually, the Medrash says, he extricates himself from that category of a kolol, of being mekulol, to being baruch. Mitoch shesheres oisei tzadik be'emuna yotza michlal orur lebaruch. That's a quote of Bereishis Rabbah. So Sfas Emes is honing in on, well, what is it that someone did that he was able to get himself out of the klal of being not just merely an Eved, but being, you know, being in the category of klala, and now he's baruch. That the Torah records it. Boy, baruch Hashem, lama samoy b'chutz. And if you want to midrashically understand, those are the words in the Torah, right? That's what Lavan says. Boy, baruch Hashem, lama samoy b'chutz. You're not outside anymore. You're not b'chutz. You're in. Which baruch is saying you're in. Because of the way you have served so faithfully, Avraham Avinu. Be'emuna. Notice how the Lashon, Sheiris Eisei HaTzadik Be'emuna. What is emuna in the context of serving Avraham Avinu? Emuna that, it's correct to do it. Emuna that, whatever Avraham says should be done. And more, what? Emuna that's what I am supposed to be. Emuna, that my greatest accomplishment as a human being, literally the fulfillment of my tafkid, as we would say, is do what Avraham asks of me. That's emuna of an Eved to an Adon. This is what my Adon asks. I be emuna, fully embracing the truth that this is what I should do. This is what will be of value to me. This is what makes my existence consequential. That's emunah. Says the Sfas Emes,
Lachain gam mi shechafetz u'mishtekek la'asayis ritzayin HaKadosh Baruch.
So too, any one of us, all of us, whoever wants to do, who really wants to do, chafetz u'mishtekek, really yearns to do the ritzayin HaKadosh Baruch more. U'mishabeach oisai, tamid,
and praises HaKadosh Baruch consistently, appreciating our Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
the way this Eved appreciated his Adon,
and the way this Eved praises his Adon, the way Eliezer praised Avraham Avinu.
So if we do that,
Mishabeach Oisei Tamid Al Shezocha Lasais Mitzvaisav.
How many times do we say Baruch Atah Hashem?
And I'm saying Baruch Atah Hashem, but
do we really feel
Baruch Atah Hashem?
Ah, what you have given me the opportunity.
Al Netilas Yadayim.
That I approach my esenvah, my food, with a sense of tahara, with a sense of such dignity of what it is and how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave what we have to eat.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to sanctify what I'm about to do in eating the meal, by touching my bread
and making it special.
And this was one example. I mean, do we put on tefillin in the morning?
Oh, right?
What a mitzvah.
Yeah, so I have to say, after Chol HaMoed, every time Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Pesach, after the second days of Yom Tov, you put on tefillin, there's wow, I missed my mitzvah tefillin.
Guess what? I should feel that way every morning.
It should be that I got up this morning and shul put on tefillin with
the whole night went by, it's Lav Zman tefillin, and now Baruch Atah Hashem.
Thank you.
Shekel Shonim says this one.
Al mitzvah lahaniach tefillin.
Wow, I mean, it's like I have to thank Hashem.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be with you, to serve you, to do your ratzon.
Yuchel gam kein al yedei emuna zu.
He says it's so beautiful.
Shemamin she'ein l'mala mila'asoyis ritzoyno yisbarach.
To believe completely in the deepest and fullest sense, with every fiber of your being, there is nothing as wonderful, nothing as so blessed as I am to be able to do the Ritzayin HaBayri.
Ein l'malo milasos Ritzayin HaYisbarach.
Because that's what Eliezer is saying.
That's what Eliezer was saying.
Eved Avraham Anoichi.
And that is such fulfillment.
Now, I don't know what he meant.
That Yidden are anywhere near Klal Orer, but what he means is that to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
in an area where we would say, like Hashem is Baruch, we are Bruchim,
we do mitzvahs with an appreciation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it to us, and with emuna that there is nothing greater and no opportunity in life more valuable and more beloved to me.
Ubemedrish, that's the Zohar. Ben Yechabed Av ve'Eved Adoinov.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi Malachi, a ben should be Mechabed his father, and the Eved should honor his master.
Dairish Alav, the Zohar is Dairish. That pasuk and says, you want an example of someone who honored his master?
Eliezer.
And look at how he spoke about the opportunity to be an Eved of Avram.
The point of the Zohar is, Sheyesh Lilmoid Mishlichusai Derech Amiti.
That's the point of the Zohar.
Learn from Eliezer, the Zohar is saying, how to be an Eved La'adoinainu.
And so the Sfasem says, and that means to appreciate that's my tafkid. There's no greater tafkid It's a simple little song. It's the nice, most beautiful song in the world. That's it. The most beautiful niggun. Why? Because I'm the luckiest human being alive. Because I know how to do Kodesh Baruch Hu. No one's blessing is equal to this blessing that I have, that you have, that we have. That's Yesh Lilmoid Mishlichusai Derech Amiti. That's the true Eved Hashem. That's what we are. That's what we want to be. Rav Galinsky writes how he heard the hesped that Rav Elchanan Wasserman gave for the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal. And he said, you know, how can you be maspid the Chafetz Chaim? What can you say? So, well, look at the Torah. How was the Torah? How was Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah maspid Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayamos Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. That's it. I mean, you and I would say, how vice hespedim could be that, you know, that much to the point. And sometimes they're not, right? But that's because Moshe Rabbeinu was one who the hesped could be and was. That said it all. Because to be an Eved means, and Rav Elchanan was saying, told over the famous story of someone who passed away, and as he's passing away, he says to his trusted Eved, you know, you were so good, I want to leave everything to you, but I want to give something left to my son. So I'm writing, and he writes, Tzavo, in front of witnesses, that you'll go back home to where all of my children are and my son is, and you'll make sure that one thing, he can choose one thing from my entire estate, but everything else goes to you. Ultimately, comes back, makes this presentation to the son. The son consults with Rabbanim who tell him, and then he says, I want one thing. I want my father's Eved. This servant, he says, I want you. His father understood that the only way he could trust that his son ultimately will get everything and that the Eved will go back and tell the truth and present the will the way it was written was this ruse. Okay, but the point of the story is that when you have an Eved and that Eved can be trusted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Avadim. And we have to be those most trustworthy Avadim. And if we are, then part of what we have to do is be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him and praise Him for the fact that we have the opportunity and the blessed role of being Hashem's Eved. And that's what we should learn, the Zohar is saying, from Eliezer Eved Avraham. In the next piece, he goes with a little more detail into what Eliezer Eved Avraham did and how he did his Shlichus so carefully. Daniel Yizikni Mariv Rebbe Kedushi Arim said in the name of Harav HaKadosh Mikotsk. Famously, we know, Rashi points out, that when he tells over the story, Eliezer Eved Avraham says, as I discussed this with my master before I left, Kenan, Va'omar El Adoni, I said to my master, Ulai Lo Selech Isha Acharoi. Maybe the woman won't want to come. Now, Ulai there is written without a Vav. Aleph Lamed Yud. So Rashi says, because Ulai without a Vav is a lie. That there was a conflict of interest. Rashi quotes Chazal because he had a daughter and he's hoping nobody else will work, the Shidduch won't go, and my daughter, Eliezer hopes, will be the one ultimately to marry Yitzchak. Question. In the original conversation, where he actually discusses this with Avraham, there it's written Aleph, Vav, Lamed, Yud. So I understand that he had a negius, that he had an ulterior motives, and in the back of his mind he's hoping that ultimately it'll be his own daughter, then why isn't that reflected immediately in the actual conversation as it was had with Avraham Avinu the first time? It says, Ulai with a vav, not a lie.
So the Kutzker said, brilliantly, Ki kishahoya noigea lo hirgish nigiyasa.
When he had the real conflict of interest, he did not sense it. It was there in his depths of the heart. He wanted, oh yeah, it won't work out, but ultimately it'll be my daughter. He didn't even realize that on some level, that's what he was really hoping for. He couldn't admit it even to himself initially. Afterwards, as he's found Rivka and the Negios, that partiality for his own sake and his self-interest and conflict of interest dissipates because we have the right girl already. Oh, now he realizes. That's the Kutzker. Taking it just a step deeper, Venira says this, Vasemesh, Sehechzira Teira Kol HaParsha. Famously, everybody knows Chazal point out, Yofa Sichasan Shel Abdi Ovois Me Teirasan Shel Banim. That the Torah tells over, retelling everything that happened and Eliezer's preparation and what Avram told him and what he told Avram, and it's repeated. Why? Because Yafes Ichasen Shalav the Avos, we gain more. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know this dusiach, this discussion of the Eved, the trusted Eved of Avram and Avram Avinu, more than many Gufei Torah where the halachas are learned from minutiae that. And Diyukim and Yudkim Umidus Shatel and Nidreshus, and where the Torah didn't tell me explicitly important things about Shabbos, Taras, Mishpach, and Kashrus. But with the story with Eved Avraham, and yet that not only once but twice. Why? Shigamhu Yara, Eliezer was scared. Shema Yeshloi Ezenigia. He was concerned that when he does what he's doing for his Adon, it should be so perfect that any negiah he might have should be obviated and then cast aside. V'ulai yikalkel hashlichus al yadai. Otherwise, maybe his work will not be perfect and it won't be done, and maybe the shidduch won't ultimately be found. Ki yada ne'mana. Ki ratzayin Avram Avinu alav shalom yimale Hashem yisparach. Svasem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliezer knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for my Adon, but will he do for me? Everything's going to work out for my Avraham Avinu, but will I have the schus of being the one to get it done? Ad kedei kach, Eliezer is thinking the right thoughts. My Avraham Avinu, my Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, you know, he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avraham Avinu well enough. And that's why Avraham Avinu says to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care. Hashem Elokei Adonai, Avraham says, Hashem Elokei Shemayim, Hashem Elokei Chanin mi beis ovi, Meir et maladati, Vashem dibali, Vashem nishbali leimor, Lezaracha et anasar, it says, Hu yishlach malochai lefanecho. Avraham Avinu is very confident. Eliezer, not so much. In himself. Maybe there would be some imperfection in what he and how he does his job. Yak yara shelo yigroim kilkul b'shlichusa. V'zehu shenemar. And that's what he meant when he says, as he tells over the story, this is in the second time that the story is recorded, as he's telling it over to Lavan and Besuel, V'oimar Hashem elokei adoni Avraham im yeshchono matzliach darki. Asher anoichi hoylech olam. Please give me success. Sasemis is pointing out that it's not just that he's asking, please let it be successful that my Adoy gets a shidduch for Yitzchak. No, he's focusing on help it that I should succeed, that I should be the one to be getting it done. Because it'll happen, but that it should happen because I'm able to achieve it. And as he repeats all this, that's when he realizes, I had an ulterior motive. On some level, I was hoping
when I asked, you know, maybe the girl won't want to come, I was on some level thinking, hoping my daughter could marry Yitzchak. With that removed, he's able to finish the deal as he discusses it with Lavan and Bisuel and finalize the shidduch. So Tzfasemis has a slightly little different take than the Kotzker, saying that the review is the way the Torah tells us, look how this Eved cared for every little dot and tittle of his work to do it right. And to do it be'emunah, and to do it without any ulterior motives. That's why it's repeated. V'gam al yedei sheyada ki kol ha'atzlacha hoya b'zchus Avraham Avinu al v'sholem. And it's repeated because it's being clear and said by Eliezer, the reason I'll succeed is because of the worth of my master. I can do it because my master deserves that it succeed. Says this Vasemes V'chein Kol Adam Tzorech Leida. Everybody has to know. Ki hu shliach Hashem Yisbarach Ba'olam Hazeh. We're all shluchim, all avodim and messengers of Hashem. U'kifi sheyedei azayis, to the extent that you know it and understand it. V'chol ma'asav al kavanazu, and everything we do as humble servants. And then he adds, v'gam yedea, shekol ma sheyizkel asayis, gam kein al yedei sheritzayna yisborach, sheyenaseh ritzayna. Very, very interesting thing for the Rebbe to say, but it's classic Hasidus. You're going to do a mitzvah, and you're going to do it right. You know why? Because Hashem wants you to do it right. And he helps you do it right. And you have the siyata d'shmaya to do it right, because he wants that you do it. And so he helps you. So the takeaway is, obviously, first of all, to have tremendous appreciation for the opportunity to be an Eved Hashem. And then the little bit of a twist is, yeah, and you do, and we do. But thank you, Hashem, because without you, I wouldn't be able to, this, the tefillin I put on, the kashrus, the tefillin, the mitzvahs, the learning. How many times do you go through a hard sugya, and I got it. So you know, you have to, you know what? You got it, good. Thank you, Hashem. Because I got it, because you wanted me to learn this, and you wanted me to get it. And with your siyata d'shmaya, I got it. Without your Kadosh Baruch Hu, with this mind work, what I have found, someone just recently said to me that they're starting a new parak and they walk into a store, boom, there's the sefer they need for that particular parak in Bava Kama. I said, yeah, that's right. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn, so he helps you. But you have to say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you that I'm your Eved, because there's nothing greater than being your Eved. And thank you that when I try to do what you asked me to do, I'm able to succeed in doing it, thanks to you. That's piety. That's why it's called Chassidus. It's the Chassidus licked. It lies in the fact that it's not me. It's all you. And even when I do it for you and I succeed in doing it for you, it's all thanks to you. Kvishi yedea zois, v'chol ma'isov al kavanazu, v'gam yedea shekol ma sheyizke lasois, gam kein al yedei sheritzayna yisparach, sheyenase ritzayna. It's the Ratzon Hashem that I should be able to do his Ratzon and fulfill what it is that he wants. So he made it possible for me to succeed. This is Eliezer Ibn Avraham's lessons to us. And that's why it's Yafas Yichasin Shalav D'Avois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's describing all this in the Parsha and repetitively teaches us how to be an Eved La'adeinenu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit like Eliezer, who became Baruch instead of being in Klolo, because he knew how to be an Eved La'adeinu. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Very interesting. I just said, we need to.